The site of the Pontiac Silverdome, the former home of the Detroit Lions and the Pistons, is to be developed into a distribution center for Amazon if the deal is approved. Joining us now to talk about that is Pontiac Mayor Deirdre Waterman. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Glad to be with you.
So how big is this Amazon distribution center supposed to be?
Well, it's not only a distribution center, but it's also a fulfillment center. And this is the first time that Amazon has put both of those kinds of facilities on one spot. So it's on 127 acres, the full acreage of the Silverdome. Quite large facility here, I think about 800,000 square feet total of the two buildings combined.
How many jobs are we talking about, construction and then permanent jobs?
The construction jobs would be a developer who's working on that, but we know that they have had a lot of experience in building these facilities. This particular developer who is doing the project in Pontiac has built about 40 such facilities across the country for Amazon.
Right. It's an Atlanta-based company, though. It's not local.
That's right, and Amazon has used them nationwide. So they have a lot of experience with doing that, and they're coming to Pontiac. Of course, when they come to Pontiac for the construction, they're using a number of Pontiac-based businesses, which we're happy for, including civil engineers, including, our planning, building and safety department, as well as a number of local consultants, such as traffic engineers and such things. So we have a lot of local participation with Amazon.
And the permanent jobs?
They're bringing in 1,500 jobs, permanent jobs, plus to start out, particularly as they plan to be ready for the Christmas season 2021, they're also going to be bringing in part-time to make sure that it's a fulfillment center, so they want to make sure they fulfill the dreams of their customers as they place orders for that time.
What approvals are needed for this to become a reality?
Well, they moved far ahead last Wednesday night with the Planning Commission when they got a couple of major approvals. One was a special exemption permit to run a distribution center on that particular site, and the other one was their preliminary site plan. So they are so thorough and complete in the way they come about this, and they've done this so many times, that they were really prepared, and their preliminary site plan was very complete and gave all of the citizens who came to witness and be in attendance at the Planning Commission a great sense of what's going to be there and how it's going to impact their community, and about the aesthetics of the imprint that Amazon is going to design for this facility.
When Amazon was shopping around for a site for its so-called HQ2, its second headquarters, cities and states were offering incredible incentives, sometimes worth billions of dollars. What kind of incentives is Pontiac offering for this distribution and fulfillment center?
We're not offering any financial incentives, nor have they asked for any. What we are offering is a city that is developable, that has a ready workforce, that's centrally located, and has the amenities that they were looking for, including just location. We're in the center of Oakland County, and we are surrounded by the confluence of a number of major highways, which makes Pontiac a very accessible place, which met their needs. Now, a federal incentive, though, that's being offered and that the city of Pontiac competed for was the Opportunity Zones. And Pontiac has four Opportunity Zones in which investors who invest in those areas can take advantage of federal incentives, but those are nothing out of the city coffers and do not affect our general fund that's offered by the federal government.
Is the state offering any incentives or tax breaks for this center?
Not at this point. They haven't been asked for, nor have they been in conversation that I know of about that.
And you said this place will be up and running by when?
Well, they want to get all the approvals that they need, and they're still doing due diligence about the site itself. So that's all going to all happen by the end of the year, and according to the strict timeline they're on, they would like to have a shovel in the ground at least by the end of the year for the smaller building, and that is the distribution center. And then with the complete plan of the fulfillment center being completed in late fall of 2021.
Pretty good news for Pontiac, then.
It's wonderful news for Pontiac. We're glad to invite such good corporate partners, and that certainly has brought a lot of attention to the offerings that Pontiac can have as a city that's good to do business in.
Deirdre Waterman is the mayor of the city of Pontiac. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Lester. Take care now.